This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 2, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, for Peabody resident Georgiana Melendez, the best way to keep herself from ruminating about her family in Puerto Rico is to do something locally to help. She's heard from all but one of her father's five siblings on the now powerless island, which is grappling with a humanitarian crisis after being slammed by Maria, a Category 4 hurricane. Melendez has had no contact with an uncle and his family living in Manati, an area of the island that has been declared as a disaster zone. After participating in Boston efforts to send aid to the Caribbean island, she's decided to take the initiative to the North Shore. She's quoted as saying, "The North Shore has so many Puerto Ricans. We're all here, but we haven't coordinated an effort. I thought it would give us something to do to not feel helpless." Focusing on Peabody, Lynn, and Salem, she has posted flyers in all three cities in a search for volunteers. City leaders in Salem have encouraged residents to donate toward relief efforts as well. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. A flash flood early Saturday morning caused significant damage in the city of Lynn. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Dan Kane writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, along with some support from some other item staff, that residents and property owners across the city continue to assess damage and cleanup following an early morning Saturday morning rainstorm that flooded major streets, causing power supply problems and stalling a fire engine and several drivers in several feet of water. It all started with mobile phone emergency alerts, thunder booms around 6 a.m., and a storm that dumped some 4 inches of rain on the city. The torrential rain quickly caused flash flooding across Lynn into the morning hours. City Public Works Commissioner Andrew Hall said the early morning deluge and flash flood inundated the Lynnway Commercial Street area, Boston Street, Alley Street, and scores of side streets, bringing Saturday morning traffic to a standstill and flooding property. Quote, "The Lynnway was totally impassable. I haven't seen Boston Street flood like that in 12 years, Hall said. The heavy rain came from a fairly typical but very slow-moving thunderstorm, according to the National Weather Service spokesman Bill Simpson. Leaves and trash borne along the rushing water overwhelmed catch basins, and water quickly rose over curbs and doorsteps. While trying to drive to work on Granite Street, Lynn resident Robin Chipman's car was flooded with water and stalled. Quote, as soon as I opened my car doors, it started rushing in," she said. Chipman, with help from Ivan Marquez and other residents, pushed the car to a nearby parking lot where they were able to jumpstart it. Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy said initial emergency reports indicated that only minor injuries were sustained during the flash flooding. A roof leaked at 413 Boston Street, forcing residents in 6 units to relocate, including 6 children. There were also electrical issues, but the cleanup began right away over the weekend. There are photos available in the Daily Item and on itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. WCVB Channel 5 is reporting that a Massachusetts college is investigating a racist message that was spray-painted at the university's baseball field. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll posted 2 photos Saturday morning showing the words "Whites Only USA" spray-painted on the wall lining of the baseball field at Salem State University and "Die N-word" spray-painted on a bench. Salem State University President John Keenan said the school learned about the graffiti Friday morning and is working to determine who is responsible. He's quoted as saying, "Salem State has no tolerance for discrimination and hate, and we strongly reject and condemn this message." Driscoll, who's a graduate of Salem State, also denounced the message in a Facebook post. She's quoted as saying, "No community or college campus is immune from hatred, but seeing these words spray-painted at my alma mater makes me sad, angry, and bewildered." Go to WCVB.com for more on this story. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, the search is on again for a new superintendent for the Peabody schools. The deadline for applications for the position is October 6, and school committee members say they are hopeful that an earlier jump on the process this year means the district will have a qualified candidate picked by December. The process should be a familiar one for the committee members. Last year, the committee voted to extend a 3rd 1-year contract to interim superintendent Herb Levine after several finalists were snagged by other school districts just days before the board was to take a final vote. School committee member John Olimpio was quoted as saying, "In a perfect world, we would like to make a decision by the end of the year." During the last round of interviews, the school committee was still looking into making a decision in the spring, and several snow days knocked the process back even further. Much more in the story written by Adam Swift in today's itemlive.com.